And welcome to the February 1997 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I'm Fred Wilby, sitting behind the microphone here in the Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our telephone number is 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. If you're a DX Audio Service member and you wish to muse, that musings number is 419-224-1609. And my new internet email address is w8hdu@wlio.com. A little bit shorter than the old one. We're going to catch up on the news and notes at the tail end of this side, so we'll jump right in with Jerry Starr's column.
Here's Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
AM Switch, Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. A lot of stuff to catch up on. Let's start with reference number 398 and call letter changes on 600. WPDQ, there's a call that's been on one station or another in the Jacksonville area for a long time. That's changing to WBWL. 680 KHKR, East Helena, Montana, changing to KKGR. 950 KJEL, Lebanon, Missouri, changing to KBNN. On 780, brand new station in Mulberry, Florida, will be WPNP, and we'll get to the facilities on that in just a second. 1240 KLVJ in Mountain Home, Idaho, changing to KMHI. 1310 KXTN San Antonio, Texas, changing to KPOZ. And on 1450 WODZ Rome, New York, becomes WFRY. Here's that grant for a new station, 780 in Mulberry, Florida. That's a small town about 30 miles east of Tampa, Florida. They will be 500 watts daytime, 370 watts at night. The antenna will be U4. Moving on down to otherness, on 590 WLVA Lynchburg, Virginia, this silent station is back on the air. On 890 KGGN Gladstone, Missouri, is on the air with a religious format. 980 KEYQ Fresno, California, this silent station has also returned to the air. 990 WVNZ in Richmond, Virginia, the facilities for this silent station that used to have the call WTMM are 1,000 in the daytime, 10 watts at night, the antenna U1. It was accidentally dropped from the 1997 log, so if you have a log, you might want to add that station to it because it's expected to be returning to the air early this year. 1230 KWYZ Everett, Washington is silent. 1240 WVSR Charleston, West Virginia is silent, but they plan to be back on the air in February. We'll pass through Charleston in February. We'll report to you on that. On 1270 WCKN Surfside Beach, South Carolina is silent. 1290 WFYN Rocky Mount, Virginia is gone. The license is canceled and the call has been deleted. 1380 WCOO New Bern, North Carolina, the station is silent. 1420 KRSR Coos Bay, Oregon, also silent. 1490 WUSS in Atlantic City, New Jersey, this station has been silent since February of 96 when they lost the land their transmitter was on. They plan to beat the February deadline for license cancellation by returning to the air, sharing the tower of WOND and 1400. That's the reason why last month we told you they have an application to move their city of license to Pleasantville, New Jersey, where WOND is. 1490 KQDS Duluth, Minnesota, this silent station has returned to the air. On 1510, somewhat of a mystery, KANS in Larned, Kansas, this station has been operating at night recently and tells callers they have a night power of 67 watts. We checked the FCC database that was updated just a few days ago, and so far it shows no night power authorization for this station, so there's some crossed wires someplace at the FCC or in Kansas. On 1590 WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina, this station was deleted, and the call was deleted, and now the FCC has reinstated it. The canceled license is back, the canceled call is back, on the condition that the station return to the air as soon as possible. And on 1600 KCPX in Centerville, Utah, this silent station is back on the air. Moving on to reference number 399, big pile of call letter changes on 550 KCWR, Bakersfield, California, becomes KUZZ. On 750, new station in Petoskey, Michigan, will be WJNL, and we'll get to those facilities in just a moment. On 820, WSCR in Chicago changing to WYPA. On 840 KVEG, North Las Vegas, Nevada becomes KXNT. 860 KVVA, Phoenix, Arizona becoming KMVP. On 870 KAAN, Bethany, Missouri changing to KIRK. 1190 KDFX, Dallas, Texas becomes KOOO. On 1290 KAPY, Port Angeles, Washington changing to KKNW. 1340 KKTR, Fresno, California becomes KCBL. 1410 WNCQ, Watertown, New York changing to WCIZ. And on 1450 KAVA, Bernie, California becomes KMCA. Here's that new station that was granted on 750 Petoskey, Michigan. There'll be 1,000 watts in the daytime, 330 watts at night with the U4 antenna. One application of interest on 1240 KMCL, McCall, Idaho wants to change their city of license to Donnelly, Idaho. Station's been silent for a long time. They're scrambling around to get on the air before the February deadline. We hope they do. Some grants of interest on 630 WDGY, St. Paul, Minnesota, reduces their power significantly to 900 watts in the daytime, 130 watts at night, relocates their transmitter site, and changes their city of license to Hudson, Wisconsin. About the only thing they didn't change was the call. 1130 WLBA, Gainesville, Georgia. They are moving also, change their city of license to Powder Springs, Georgia. And on 1250 WREN in Topeka, Kansas, this station changes its powers to 15,000 watts daytime, 3,700 watts at night, relocates their transmitter site, and moves all the way to Kansas City, Kansas. In otherness, on 670 WVNS in Claremont, Virginia, this brand new station now has all four of their towers built and their transmitter is on order, so this long-standing construction permit for a new station may eventually see the light of day sometime later this year. 1010 KDLA, DeRidder, Louisiana, this silent station has returned. On 1080 WDSY, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, this station was silent, had returned to the air for about a week, and is silent once again. They're in the process of changing ownership. 1340 WLVC, Fort Kent, Maine, that license has been canceled and the call deleted. 1370 KRAF, Holdenville, Oklahoma, this silent station will be returning to the air in February, according to them. On 1410 WIQR, Prattville, Alabama, this station, whose license expired on 6-3, has its license and call reinstated by the FCC, so if you scratch that out of your log, unscratch it, the station is back, the call has been reinstated on the condition that they resume operations before the February deadline. And on 1460 KZOT, Marianna, Arkansas, this station's application for license renewal has been dismissed, so the station is gone, the call's deleted, they've been silent since 1992. Finally, moving on to a watermark for us, AM switch number 400. This is the 400th AM switch we've done over the past 13 years, and of course over the past 10 years here on the DX Audio Service. Call letter changes on 600 CFCH, North Bay, Ontario, changing to CKAT. 1260 KNNS, Beverly Hills, California, changing to KGIL. And on 1600 WKEN, Dover, Delaware, becomes WQCQ. Grant for a new station, well, sort of, on 1240, new station in Flowood, Mississippi, is granted 1,000 watts day and night with a U1 antenna. This is actually a reissue of a construction permit that had expired, and they will retain the call they had on the original construction permit, which is WPBQ. Some applications of interest. Things are going on in Canada. 850 CKVL in Verdun, Quebec would like to move to 95.1 FM. If they do, they'll surrender their AM license. There are several other AM stations in the Montreal Metro also seeking 95.1. It'll be interesting to see who gets it. Here's a biggie, 940 CBM in Montreal would like to move to FM, 88.7 specifically. If they do, they will surrender their high-powered clear channel AM license. 980 CBV, Quebec City, Quebec, also wants to move to FM at 106.3, and if they do, they'll also turn in their AM license. And on 1050 KBBV, Big Bear Lake, California, would like to move their city of license to Loma Linda, California. Finally, looking at otherness in edition number 400 on 1070 WHYZ, Sanssouci, South Carolina, the silent station has returned to the air. 1280 WGTX, Dufuniac Springs, Florida, this silent station is also back on the air on this frequency. As you recall, they have a construction permit to move to 890. A lot of people thought they wouldn't return until they made that move, but obviously they're reactivating the 1280 facility to just get it on the air before February gets here. On 1300 WJSH Terrehut, Indiana, we speculated this would happen. It did. This silent station is back on the air, and they are relaying WSDM-FM in Brazil, Indiana, the station that suffered that fire several months ago. The station said this arrangement is permanent. However, the 1130 facility in Brazil, Indiana, will also eventually return to the air once the fire damage has been corrected. 1310 KFSB Joplin, Missouri is silent. 1320 WTSS Scranton, Pennsylvania. This station has been silent since 393. They plan to beat the February deadline by returning to the air, diplexing into the towers of WHOL, the 1600 station. 1380 WAMS Wilmington, Delaware. They've been off the air since 1991 when they lost their transmitter site. They plan to beat the February deadline by returning to the air on low power non-directionally by diplexing into the WILM 1450 tower. Power for that is unknown. We'll let you know next month. 1400 WHAL Shelbyville, Tennessee is silent. 1440, another one gone for good, KFPS Salem, Missouri. The license is canceled and the call is deleted at the request of the license holder. On 1510, confirming what we speculated on last month, WRNJ in Hackettstown, New Jersey, the station confirms that they never used their sequentially assigned call, WAIU. As you recall, that call was assigned to the construction permit for that new station. When WRNJ bought the station and moved from 1000 to 1510, they brought their call with them. WAIU was never actually used on the air. 1570 WBUX Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This silent station has returned to the air, at least with testing from their new antenna site. They expect to be on regular schedule by the time you hear this. And on 1600 KWOM Watertown, Minnesota, this brand new station is now on the air. That'll wrap it up for this month. Next month, we'll have a rather abbreviated edition of AM Switch because, thank goodness, we get to go do our NASCAR thing and spend 3 weeks down south, mostly in Florida and the Carolinas. So that means that next month we'll have a rather abbreviated edition of AM Switch. But not to worry, we'll catch you up on everything eventually, right here on the DX Audio Service. Now, a gentleman we hope to see face-to-face in sunny Florida before this tape arrives at your doorstep. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hi, everybody. And today we're going to be traveling across this wonderful land with our radio dial set to 1380 once again. You're going to be hearing recordings today from Mark Strickert and Dale Hamm, Mark Marino, Rick Dow, John Bristol, and son John S. Bowker. And one caught by my good wife Linda one afternoon this past summer while we were out in the motorhome. Well, what do you say? Let's get going on the February 1997 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Serving Clinton, Oak Ridge, and all of Anderson County, WYSH.
Looking back.
Okay, only a mile or two from the WSM Tower, just south of Nashville, is this one.
800-USSG for more information.
This is WIZO, Franklin, Tennessee.
All right. Now, this next one here is kind of interesting. Note how the announcer plays down the dual ID. He's in a smaller city, and the big city is right there next to him. And most stations, they like to play up the big city. This one, I don't know. See what you think.
And he'll be with you tonight from 6 till 10 o'clock, and he'll answer your questions about money. A nice subject. And we'll see you Monday from 2 to 6. WMPS, Millington, Memphis.
Millington, Memphis.
I'm Paul Corson.
Okay, up into the Buckeye State next, near Cleveland.
Poppy family at 8:02 on WLRO for Wednesday evening in Lorraine, Ohio. Lorraine County's great radio station, WLRO.
That call sign was changed in 1984.
57 degrees in Elyria, 59 degrees in Lorraine. It's 5 o'clock.
This is WRKG Radio, Lorraine, Ohio, serving the North Coast from 1380 AM, a service of the Viard Broadcasting Company.
The Big Band Nostalgia Sound continues in WRKG 1380 AM with John Antis.
Oh, yeah. Up into Michigan, just across the river from Sarnia, Ontario.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. Legacies of the flood in the Des Moines area, the mud, the mess, the stench.
Oh, terrific. Let's go to a suburb of Grand Rapids.
You That is T.G. Shepherd. That's called You Still Do. This is WPLB AM and FM in Greenville. Coming up on 2 o'clock and news time.
UPI Radio News, I'm Larry Webb. The Atlantis crew is being congratulated on a success.
Going to have to get closer to Greenville next time.
WMEE Fort Wayne is the Magic Me, home of the Summit City Fest Concert. It's 2 o'clock, and I'm Doug Steele. Bring it on, Heat Wave.
Oh, yeah. And then in the 1970s...
Oh, my goodness, I can't tell my husband. I told him I thought it was my lucky day.
The $1,000 Song of the Day Contest on Fort Wayne's official country music station, WQHK.
Oh, yeah. Here's another one from them.
Comments with Marty Brenneman. Follow the Cincinnati Reds all season long right here on WQHK.
WQHK, Fort Wayne.
All right. To the Illinois-Wisconsin border.
And that's the Strawberry Alarm Clock with incense and peppermints here at WBEL 1380 South Floyd, Illinois, Beloit, Wisconsin, serving the entire state line area. Here's news at 4.
An American pilot will be a free man.
Here's a small town station about 40 miles west of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Cool Gold, WFCL, Clintonville, Shawano, and New London.
D.D. Westward to across the mighty Mississippi.
With one great song after another, we're K-A-G-E Winona.
And if we go to the middle city of Minnesota...
1 o'clock from KLIZ Brainerd. It's 1 o'clock now.
NBC Radio News, I'm Bill Gormley. Soldiers are setting up tent cities in southern Florida to house the homeless from Hurricane Andrew.
Okay, let's drive now down into the Hawkeye State.
337.
AM 1380 and FM 95.3, KCII, Washington, with Southeast Iowa's best variety of music.
The year is 1962.
No, the year was 1990 when we recorded that. And just across the state of Iowa...
In that next hour, we'll be checking Dan Rather and the Spectrum program from CBS Radio, KCII, and Carroll, Iowa, 1380.
All right, now this next ID is one of my favorite jingles in the whole package that we have. Unfortunately, it goes way back into the 1970s, and the station doesn't even exist anymore. But we take you now to the archway, the gateway to the Midwest. Is that what they call it? Gateway to the West. That's what it is. St. Louis, Missouri.
Trucking. 1130 KWK.
WK, y'all, get and black of it. Oh, boy, yeah. In 1984, that ended, and they changed to this.
The classic hits of the 50s, 60s, and 70s on KGLD Singles.
Okay, Gold didn't work either, and so in 1992 they became...
1380 AM, KASP, St. Louis, all sports, all the time.
It's 79 degrees at 5 o'clock.
And wouldn't you know, in 1994 they changed again.
WKBQ-FM, Jerseyville. WKBQ, St. Louis. The music revolution. It's not something you can write down on paper. It's not something you can reduce to a formula.
I'm Casey Kasem. These are the nation's biggest hits by the world's hottest stars.
Say, did you notice that the slogan that they have, the girls singing, they only say KBQ? After all, you're right there on the Mississippi River, and most of the stations in the St. Louis market start with the letter K. So it's KBQ this, KBQ that, but once an hour, WKBQ. Okay, let's go down to the Gulf Coast next.
It's 24 hours a day. Nothing but the best in gospel music. KKFH, Beaumont.
And meantime, down along the Rio Grande...
Bruce Williams, Rush Limbaugh, talk to you and with you. And KTSM News Radio proves it. Every day.
ATSM El Paso, skies are currently clear, 75 degrees after a high today of 88. News Talk Radio time is now 8 o'clock.
CBS.
CBS News. This is David Jackson. Killeen, Texas is still reeling from the mass murder at a Luby's cafeteria there this lunchtime.
Let's swing north now into the Sooner State.
Message from your postal service.
1380 KMUS, Muskogee's official station for good time rock and roll.
I'll be about 80 miles southwest of Oklahoma City.
You were listening to 102.3 FM, KRHD in Duncan, 1380 AM stereo, KSWO in Lawton, the storm of southwest Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, we were stopped at a traffic signal in Lawton when I recorded that. That's one of my favorite rock songs, by the way, the one they just played. Now, here's a station on the outskirts of Kansas City that does a pretty good job hiding the name of the town of License. See if you can pick it out.
No matter how big your problem may be.
The new 1380 KCNW, Fairway, Kansas City.
From Los Angeles, California, the Pat Boone Show.
All right, that station is in Fairway, Kansas. Down into Nebraska now.
Super Go from Gary Puckett and the Union Gap's called home. It's coming up on 11 o'clock, and you're in tune with 1380 AM KUVR Holdridge with information and your best music mix throughout the day. Straight up at 11 o'clock.
News. I'm Joan Bennett. Atlanta's Centennial Olympic Park will reopen tomorrow morning at 8.
Okay, up into Redfield, South Dakota.
Temperature is at 55 degrees, and we're looking for a high today around 68. I'm coming up on 11 a.m.
Your good neighbor to South Dakota, KQKD AM and FM, with studios in Redfield, Miller, and Thompson.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. Hurricane Andrew, the costliest ever, is about to be demoted to tropical storm status.
And over in the shadow of famous Mount Rushmore.
This is your information station, Radio 1380, KOTA Rapid City. It's 5 o'clock.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening, everyone. I'm Doug Poling, CBS News.
The greatest devastation I have ever seen.
Florida Governor Lawton Childs, after inspecting damage from Hurricane Andrew, which hit South Florida early today, packing wind gusts up to 160 miles an hour.
Can you believe it? In putting this together, I thought, what happened to all the stations in about half a dozen states? There is not a single radio station at 1380 on the dial in North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico. We had to go from South Dakota all the way down to Arizona to get our next ID.
You can quickly make it clean, just brush your breath with Dentine.
You're locked in to the all-new 1380 AM Country. KLPZ, Parker, Lake Havasu, Blythe.
Okay, on to the Golden State next.
You believe that it is time for us to rewrite the Constitution. Give us a call, get involved, we'll be back after NBC News.
Serving Lancaster, Palmdale, and the entire Antelope Valley, this is News Talk 1380, KHJJ, Lancaster, Palmdale.
NBC Radio News. Two witnesses have taken the stand today in the preliminary hearing to determine whether O.J. Simpson should stand trial for the murder of his ex-wife and a male friend.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to turn out. Well, if we go north now to just south of California's Bay Area, we hear this.
The news voice of the Central Coast. This is KTOM, AM and FM, Salinas, Monterey, Santa Cruz.
Now this update from ABC News, I'm Deirdre Bryant.
Okay, Deirdre. Over to the state capital of California.
KSMJ, Magic 1380.
KSMJ, Sacramento, Magic 1380.
And in 1995, they changed their call to highlight that magic slogan they use.
Well, and we got what? An hour to go, and I got a fax here, I got a wheelchair here, I got a scoreboard right there.
MJI, Sacramento's American radio system station, 1380. The score, this is the scoreboard, scores at the top and the bottom of each hour, just about 3 o'clock now.
All right, into Oregon, right on the Idaho border.
a variety of country music, you've got the country station, KSRV Ontario Payette.
Now this update from ABC News. Another losing session on...
Oh, boy. To the eastern part of Washington State, where Boeing holds forth.
Hidden dirt your present vacuum leaves behind.
No Seattle station gives you more Snohomish County traffic reports than us. Keep listening. Talk too hot for Seattle. The all-new Super Talk 1380 KRKO Everett.
NBC Radio News. President Clinton welcomed prosecutors and police.
You know, I'm not sure I'd like that if I lived in Everett. Talk too hot for Seattle. What are we, chop liver up here in Everett? I don't know. Better roll up your socks to keep them dry now.
Police seized one of the three runners-up for Singer of the Year. Unless they've already made the decision. If they don't decide on her, something is fishy. 8 o'clock, this is KLNI, Pearl City, Honolulu, and more Music to the Max right after the news.
Wow, you know, we've never had a more packed frequency to bring you than this one today. I'm looking ahead already to next month, and we'll see what there is to hear at the 1390 dial position. Oh, and speaking of being in a high position, here's Jim Snowbarger.
Thank you, Mr. Bowker. I'm tuning up my radio even now as we speak. And we're off. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another edition of the column we call Bandscan here on your DX audio service. It's a column in which we look all around the AM radio band, seen from various listening points around the country. We dig in among the static and listen for that good DX. And this month is no exception. Next month, we'll be going down to spend a couple of months with Tim Hendel down in Alabama, see what it sounds like in the northern part of that state. But before we do that, this month I thought I would share with you a few highlights of what I've found to be a fairly interesting DX winter season, as you may have heard me mention on the Muse a couple of times. I've had some pretty good luck this year, and here's some of the things that I've found. Not only has the sky wave been good, but even the ground wave seems better this winter. I don't know why that is, but here's a tourist information station on 690. Down at the Herbert Hoover Memorial down at West Branch, Iowa. This is a good 90 miles away from me. And as you know, these tourist information stations, some of them are pretty low power. This one, I think, is 10 watts. And they typically don't have a full broadcast tower. They just have a tiny little short antenna. But here's how this TIS sounds in my house. That audio is really not very good. We'd have had a much better chance if it had been a good quality signal there. If I turn my antenna to the north on 690, a little 500-watt station up in Minneapolis, St. Paul that I didn't used to get. According to my 1993 computer log, that station was slated for a power increase to 1,500 watts. The University of South Dakota used to have a 1-kilowatt station on 690 that came in pretty well here. They took that off the air a couple of years ago when a kid ran into a guy wire with his car and pulled the tower down. And they grabbed the insurance money and ran. I guess they decided to upgrade their FM facility and scrap the AM altogether. So this KTCJ used to be in Minneapolis, I don't know what it is now, was going to expand to take up that space. But a phone call reveals that they're not planning to do that anymore. They're going to stay 500 watts directional for the foreseeable future. This was done during the holidays. I had a couple of weeks to just lay around the house and keep my wife from getting anything done and to tune the radio. Along about sundown, I also detected another TIS. This was new to me. On 1630, there's a network of stations around the Chicago area. All aboard. Hear the train whistle there. Kind of makes you want to grab your ticket and go for it, doesn't it? That's a network of stations, at least two of them, and maybe more. They're all slightly off frequency. The one that we heard the best was from the Lake Cook Road Depot. And I don't know how much power those are running, but they're skipping in here all night. Of course, later at night on 1630...
And now, more of the music you love. Classic soul hits from the 60s and 70s on 1630 AM stereo, KSBG.
And that, of course, is KXVT Vallejo, California in the San Francisco area, coming into my location here in central Iowa. And just up the band at 1660. All of these new expanded band stations are transmitting with 1 kilowatt non-directional at night. And that particular one, WJDM in Elizabeth, New Jersey, was coming in so strong here one night that I put the GE Super Radio 3 in wide band mode, and we had nice, clean, crisp, clear audio on Radio Oz. Kind of made me feel like a kid again.
Oh, boy.
Earlier in the day, as we made the transition from sunlight into darkness, we picked up a couple of regionals we don't normally get.
Play. It's new. It's fun. It's game time at 10:10 a.m. on 1250 a.m. KBRF.
That would be 1,000-watt KBRF, Fergus Falls, Minnesota. And, by the way, it makes me kind of wonder what affectionate nickname the locals might use to refer to KBRF. Perhaps I should leave that to your fertile imagination, huh? The pipeline must have been open to Fergus Falls. That's about 400 miles northwest of here. Because later at night on 1020 kilohertz, here's what I got.
Yesterday's music, today's favorite. Right here on JJ Oldies, AM 1020, KJJK, Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
I don't know how much power they're running. As you know, that's a new allocation. They just moved to 1020 not long ago and started nighttime operation. But Pittsburgh is actually fairly strong out here most of the time. In fact, here's a typical signal from KDKA.
Myself, if I want to learn them. But when you see a cloudy day and you see these rays of the sun coming down.
That's a good, strong, listenable signal. It's unconscionable that there be a station out there in western Minnesota on that frequency. With KDKA that strong. Another thing I started thinking about during the holidays was inspired by my favorite column in this magazine, the International DX Report, and that is the presence of European carriers underneath our domestic AM stations. Since they use the 9 kilohertz standard, they end up using some really weird frequencies. And if you listen carefully, you can hear those tones underneath our stations. Like, for example, 999 is a valid frequency in Europe. And if you tune to 1000 here, sometimes you'll hear a 1 kilohertz tone, just like that, underneath the 1000. If you tune to the low side, you'll hear it more than you will on the high side of 1000. It'll fall away, and that's the way you can know that you're really hearing 999 instead of 1001. You also got to make sure that's the right pitch, because televisions will sometimes fool you. You should hear 1 kilohertz, 2, 3, or 4 kilohertz, or 5 kilohertz, but they're easy to recognize. Now listen to this KDKA recording again. As I tune from the bottom side to the top side, you'll hear a 3 kilohertz tone, which is 1017, probably from Germany. Again, listen for it.
If I want to learn them. But when you see a cloudy day and you see these rays of the sun coming down through the clouds, they have a name that starts with a C.
Other tones that have been heard and their probable locations based on notes I took from Bruce's column include 774 under WABC, probably from Spain.
We'll have a lot more to say, so let's get to them.
882 under WCBS. Yeah. 684 under KFEQ St. Joe, Missouri.
That is always.
And of course, the famous 891 from Algeria, heard under WLS.
What's spoken of as the January rally, does that tend to, when it comes, does that tend to be like the first 2 days of January?
There you go. There are plenty of those other tones around in the band. I left several of them there for you to discover, so see what you can find. It's a lot of fun. There are some other regionals that came in along about sunset.
We now join the Rose Bowl right here on 1480 WHBC in progress.
5 kilowatts from Canton, Ohio on 1480. Well, you got to be a real DXer to get that one, don't you? I held on to that one for Fred. That's a WHIO in Dayton. 690 in New Orleans is a 10-kilowatter that sometimes makes it up here.
Call 887-6012. Tom's Glass Company in Metairie on Kingman.
In just a moment, you're listening to Ron Hunter, Into the Night, on WTIX.
WTIX New Orleans there. Here was a surprise on 1510 around sunset.
Projections for Arizona's economy into 1997 look good. A 4% job growth rating in the state is expected. Local economist Elliot Pollack told KFNN News housing construction will probably slow in the valley, but other types of development will increase.
That was KFNN in Phoenix.
When you're hearing the great songs today, yesterday, and the country classics, you know you're listening to Real Country Gold. KB620 AM.
I'm not sure what those call letters are over there in Buffalo, New York, now on 1520. They were fighting with KOMA in Oklahoma City, of course.
WCOP News Time, 7:48. Traffic and weather together on the 8th, helping you with the night moon.
WTOP Washington, D.C. makes it out here once in a while, and there's an example. Here was a surprise on 11:30.
Only 24-hour news, CKWX News 11:30. I'm Joanna Milio. CKWX News Time, 1:30.
Giving you the world every 30 minutes, we are Vancouver's all-news radio, CKWS, News 1130.
This is Tuesday, December 31st.
Ah, perhaps by your calendar, but not necessarily mine. That was a pleasant surprise. I've never gotten Vancouver ever in this place. So, wow, I was just all lit up about that one. Other Canadians gracing my dial during the holiday season.
The home of the Calgary Hitmen, 960 CFAC.
Calgary fighting it out with KZIM in Cape Girardeau, Missouri there. Remember a while ago we were talking about the Con Power Side system and how KSL was using one sideband and WJJD was using the other. I think they've pretty much stopped that now, but I did find some Con Power Side the other night on 880 as KRVN Lexington, Nebraska shifted to their nighttime pattern. And as I noticed it, you know, you could tune to one side of the channel and hear the audio much better than you could on the other. I put my Sony ICF-2010 into a special mode using the synchronous detector so I could pick one sideband or the other. And you'll hear how dominant the one is over the other, and you'll hear CBS in the background from New York. There's New York. That's the upper sideband. And here's a lower.
Here's KRVN. To operate with a directional west broadcast pattern during the nighttime hours, we'll pause for changeover to our nighttime pattern.
54 degrees, rainy outside here in New York, and we'll have a fight.
So there goes KRVN into the sunset. Also booming in from the west was this one.
You still have to be concerned about that, but hey, look, give credit where credit is due. I thought Tom Zach played well today. He mixed it up. He got Hastings.
A monstrous signal around sunset from Brush, Colorado on 1010.
KSIR, Brush, Fort Morgan.
At night, there's a real mess on 1010. This is winds in New York, of course, CFRB in Toronto, and there's KSIR blasting it at night. I've yet to learn the full story. You know, winds changed their directional pattern. They bought a couple of stations, including a station in Little Rock, which winds bought and put off the air so they could expand their directional pattern southwest. And we used to get that station up here quite often, in fact, from Little Rock, just to 10 kilowatter. Up until that time, KSIR was a 5 kilowatt daytimer. And about that time, they were able to increase their daytime power to 25 kilowatts, and now they run 300 watts at night with a real tight figure eight directional pattern, an all north-northwest toward Calgary, and also another all south-southeast for whatever purpose, I don't know. But they have a main lobe pointed right at Toronto. So if you want CFRB in this part of the country, you'd best go to shortwave. Around sunset on 1030.
Hi, this is the Rain Man's mom, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Super Sports 1030, WSFC.
You probably don't need me to explain to you. That's from Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, a station that's been known to leave its directional pattern in daytime mode all night long. So you can hear them all over the country. And finally, this little jewel.
Your reservations for five rooms is confirmed.
Nope, not the space shuttle. That's the all-new W8JV. That's Jerry Starr's ham radio station, booming in out here in central Iowa. And he's got one of those cool new vanity calls.
So why is this called W8JV when his initials are obviously JS? Duh.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Well, I think on that fine puzzler, I'll leave you since I'm out of time anyway. But hey, this has been a lot of fun. And might be something you could do for me as well while you're band scanning up and down like that, like I did. Take a tape recorder and capture some of the fine moments, copy it onto another tape, and don't worry about editing it too closely, because we have the technology to handle that kind of stuff here. So send it to me, and I'll send it to your friends. I'm Jim Snowbarger, and I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. We'll see you next month.
Thank you, Mr. Snowbarger, and I'd like to make mention that After Dark number 7 is in the final phases of being produced, so if you have something you'd like to share with the rest of the membership, you need to get me your tape no later than February the 5th, 1997. If you don't know what After Dark is all about, let me kind of explain. It got its name because we were doing the thing in the wee hours of the morning after the studio was shut down and everyone was away. And basically what After Dark does is it's a kind of a catch-all for long stories that we can't feature here on the DX Audio Service, or something which may be related to radio, but does not really tie into the main magazine. We go into doing interviews with people, receiver reviews, all kinds of different information. So if you would like to contribute to that, you need to get me your tape as soon as possible. If you'd like to get a copy of After Dark number 7, when we make it available, please don't send for it now. You can order it from the Publication Center, and I think they're $9.50. After Dark number 1 was a NLS tape, and I think we also have a version of that available on two cassettes. After Dark 2, 3, and 4 were four cassette editions in a binder. After Dark number 5 was our anniversary edition. That was 12 cassettes. After Dark number 6 is out, and that is a four-cassette edition. And this will be our seventh one that we're going to be doing. So if you'd like to get something to us, please get it to us by February the 5th. If you'd like to order it, stand by for details. We'll have it probably on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Now, here's Ken.
And a Happy New Year from the Sports Department. Hello, everyone. Ken Anischuk with the Sports Report on the DX Audio Service from your number one Chicago Bulls fan. And I know many of you, though, however, are getting ready for Pro Football Super Bowl later this month. And I hope you enjoy the game on your favorite CBS radio network station. Now, I don't have any new material for this month, but as our very capable Bandscan editor, Jim Snowbarger, did, I'm asking for members to send me some ideas for future columns. Just don't call Fred on the Musings line and tie him up. He's just very busy. Call me personally at home or on weekends, prepaid, of course, at area code 815-744-5936. Or a single postcard will do. Just send it to me, Ken Anischuk, O-N-Y-S-C-H-U-K, and I accept mail at 1016 Lois Place, L-O-I-S, Apartment 204, Joliet, Illinois, 60435. And I'd appreciate hearing from people. Anyway, remember, friends, to finish up, please remember KTRW 970. Keep those receivers warm. So long for now, friends, and support our columns. Bye.
DX Time Machine.
This is the DX Time Machine. And here is what was happening on the pages of DX News Magazine 50 years ago from the January 4th, 1947 edition of DX News. A new feature, the Question Box, appeared in this issue. Its purpose being to help identify members' mystery logins.
From the January 25th, 1947 DX News Magazine, a number of members, including Pat Riley, Grant Batson, and Al Maley, heard a mystery station on 1550 on the morning of January 19th playing marches and songs by male choruses and announcing as K-I-N-E with a foreign accent. No such station is listed, and it was suspected that this station was a pirate.
From the January 11th, 1947 edition of DX News, former editor Ray Edge of Buffalo, New York, mused that we as DXers were trying to verify as many stations as possible and should keep DX News as a bulletin pertaining to things that really help the hobby and to help fellow members hear more stations.
From the January 22, 1972 DX News magazine, Ray Moore recalled, "Those were the days when WOKO 1440, a 500-watt station, was received by Ollie Ross in Vallejo, California for a solid week from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And also when 15-watt 2ZI in Hastings, New Zealand, was received by Pat Roston in Claremont, New Hampshire on January 1932.
25 years ago, from the January 1st, 1972 DX News, Roger Giannini of Belleville, Illinois, noted that WWL 870 at near armchair level at 1230.
Frank Wheeler in Erie, Pennsylvania, reported in the May 1933 edition of Radex, "I have a 9-tube Silvertone. I did have a 6-tube Silvertone, and with it I received 375 stations, and since getting the 9-tube set, I've increased the number to 411.
10 years ago, from January 5, 1987, DX News, Jerry Starr noted that the FCC had placed a freeze on applications for new AM daytime stations. That's in contemplation of a formal rulemaking proceeding to propose a permanent ban on acceptance of applications from new AM daytime stations.
From the January 19th, 1987 DX News, Dr. Richard Wood in Hilo, Hawaii, received a verification from Radio 1 on 1053 kHz in London for a reception heard October 13th, 1986, between 0530 and 0550.
This has been the DX Time Machine.
This is Fred Vobey.
And I'm John Belker. Now, here is the CPC report.
DXCPC, whoa.
Let's take a quick look at our CPC test calendar for the month of February. WITI in Virginia on 1570 will test on February the 1st from midnight to midnight 30. KATZ in Missouri on 1600 will test on February the 3rd from 0200 to 0230. WHLO in Akron, Ohio on 640 will test on February the 10th from 0100 to 0130. WBOW in Indiana on 640 will test on February the 16th from midnight 30 to 0100. WPPI in Georgia on 1330 will test on February the 22nd from midnight to 0200. And KIMM in South Dakota on 1150 will test on February the 23rd from 0200 to 0300.
At the tone, please flip the tape to side 2.